Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Justin Helmer's North girls, they are cross-country champions of the Brown County Semi-State. It might have been an earlier race this year, though, that got their attention.
Felt like we had run so well the week before at Brown County and then turned around and we just looked really flat at conference. I almost think we just kind of expected to win, and I think we just showed up and went through the motions and then quickly had our eyes open that you can't do that. I think it was definitely a good learning lesson in the middle of the season, so that's definitely focused a little bit more into where we are now.
And that focus is sharp.
Headed into the sectional and regional, we won, and obviously very happy about that, and both of those are good accomplishments for the program. Both sectionals, regionals, 3 years in a row now. So that's a hard thing to do. Pumped that we won, but I felt like we were ready to run faster than what we ran. Typically when that happens, you know, I know that day is coming. Don't know when it's going to be all the time. I can't always pinpoint that. But just based off of workouts, based off of where we were training-wise, I felt like we were just coming up short a little bit on what I thought we could run. But again, we still won, and those were good moments.
What was the key to Saturday's race?
I think it was our mindset going in. We knew that South gave us a run for our money at sectionals, and then got a little bit closer at regionals, and then knowing that they were going to put Aviv, the soccer player, back in on Saturday, knew that that would make them better. And then Floyd Central is a team that's been ranked really high all year long. We won this race last year, and all the talk beforehand wasn't about us, and it was about, you know, Floyd Central or what South's going to do with their soccer player. And so I just felt like we kind of, as a team, we were looking at that and like, you know, we haven't lost much at all this year. We were second at the conference meet, second at county, kind of running the workout in that race. And, you know, we kind of felt like we were the team to beat and we wanted to go prove that.
And prove it they did with a semi-state championship. We'll hear more from Justin as the week goes on about the prospects for the state finals this weekend at the Laverne Gibson course. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The boys' cross-country coach at Bloomington South is Larry Williams. His Panthers are semi-state champs. They learned a lesson in the same race last year.
What happened was a year ago at the semi-state in 2016, we just didn't have the race that we knew we were capable of doing. The boys were very disappointed with how they performed, and so they spent a good bit of the off-season letting that kind of grind in them a little bit. Because of that, they started, I don't know if they actually worked harder, but I think they worked smarter. And through this whole season, it's been about having fun. And obviously, when you're winning, that is fun. But I think beyond that, they've learned how to relax a little bit and go with the motto that, you know, do what you're able to do and don't really seek beyond that.
You had a fantastic pack running on Saturday, obviously. How impressed were you to see that group between 21 and 27 all hold together?
I'm very impressed. Just as a fan of cross country, anytime you see a team that can pack it up that way and all seven come across, you know, you just kind of go, wow, that's pretty neat. And obviously, having it as a coach this given year, it's even that much more fantastic. The boys have worked together as a group so much in their workouts and all. We have a lot of somewhat interchangeable parts. We actually have maybe 9-10 guys that have and could be running in that top seven. In fact, we have 14 of them that have run under 17 minutes this year. So we're real excited about that. And probably the biggest thing that's made this team go is the fact that having that depth, but the fact that they're all supportive of each other and they're not jealous of each other. Every one of them wants to be that guy, but yet when they're not, they're right there to encourage the other ones to go on.
We'll have more from Coach Williams later in the week as we get ready for the state championships at the Laverne Gibson course on Saturday. It's Wednesday night. Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight in the zone, 6 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.